Zadanie piąte.
Have you ever had the feeling that a friend's Facebook life is incredible? Of course you have. But are the lives we see on Facebook photos our actual lives? Meet Zilla, a 25-year-old graphic designer from Amsterdam. The unusual project which she did during her studies will help us to answer this question.
Hello.
Zilla, can you tell us what your project was about?
Well, I decided to show how people manipulate reality on social media. So I told my friends and family that I was going away for over a month to see Thailand, Cambodia and Laos. My family dropped me off at the airport. I waited for them to leave and then headed straight back to my flat in Amsterdam. Then I created my holiday in Photoshop, a well-known graphic program. I kept everyone updated with Facebook posts and Skype calls. For 5 weeks, I was hiding in my apartment, telling everyone I knew I was jetting around Southeast Asia. I was not. I used Photoshop to place myself in travel photos, video called my parents from a Thai hotel set which I built in my apartment, snorkeled in my bathtub and applied bronzing lotion to my skin to look suntanned. If I had to go outside, I wore an undercover outfit to make myself unrecognizable.
Where did this idea come from?
I combined the two things I love most, photo editing and travelling. A year ago, I travelled to Australia to do research about tourism. I saw that most tourists experience their trip through the lens of their camera, which blocks them from reality. They look for picture-perfect moments and filter what they show on social media. They don't show everything, they only boast about the sunny days and spectacular moments. This ideal world online has nothing to do with authenticity. I saw that people became obsessed with taking perfect holiday photos. For example, when they went to a restaurant and a plate with delicious food came to their table, they were more concerned with taking a perfect photo to upload on Facebook than actually enjoying the taste of the dish. And it has nothing to do with keeping in touch with your loved ones. People do it to show that their holiday is far more unique than anyone else's.
Coming back to your project, what was your parents' reaction to it?
Well, I tricked them into believing that I was visiting distant exotic countries. They were worried that something bad might happen. But I couldn't share my secret with them. I didn't want that. When I revealed the truth, they were confused and angry. But in the end, they understood why I did it, and I've won their trust back. I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't been sure my parents would get the point of it.
Finally, any plans to go to Southeast Asia for real?
Not anymore, because I already went there 3 months after finishing my project. I had to go and see the place for myself. And it was pretty weird at times. I had moments where I thought I'd been there before because I'd done my research so well. Actually, my project turned out to be the perfect holiday preparation. And guess what? I had no camera with me.